This is the Quality News Network. In Chicago, President Bush held a press conference addressing questions about North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. He said that with our new anti-ballistic systems, the United States had a reasonable chance of shooting down the long-range missile North Korea fired earlier this week if it had not failed. Japan is pushing for a UN Security Council vote tomorrow to place sanctions against North Korea's missile program. This comes despite opposition from veto-wielding members China and Russia. In New York, the FBI and Homeland Security Department announced they have disrupted a terrorist network with plans to target the tunnels under the Hudson River. The key suspect was arrested by Lebanese authorities after FBI monitoring of internet chat rooms led to a break in the investigation. Two more suspects are also in custody abroad but have not been charged, according to the FBI. London is marking the one-year anniversary of the suicide terror attacks that killed 52 people. The city's police chief says that more attacks are actively being planned and that the terrorism threat has palpably increased in Britain. In Jerusalem, for the first time since the nearly two-week military incursion into the Gaza Strip began, a top Israeli official indicated that Israel may be willing to trade Palestinian prisoners for the captured 19-year-old Israeli soldier. In and around Baghdad, four bomb attacks on Sunni and Shiite mosques killed 11 worshippers today. At least 55 were injured. A civil rights group says that white supremacists are joining the U.S. military to receive the world's best combat training. The Southern Poverty Law Center says relaxed recruiting standards have made it easier for such members to join. In Mexico, following the razor-thin victory of the conservative presidential candidate, there are fears of possible violence this weekend. His liberal opponent, who campaigned as the people's champion, is calling for his supporters to take to the streets and protest the election results. Italian news agencies are reporting that a judge has ordered Italy's former prime minister to stand trial. He is accused of fraud in connection with the sale of television rights at his family's media company. The Space Shuttle Discovery crew began transferring thousands of pounds of supplies to the International Space Station. Their mission will now be 13 days. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
Most people would rather have a root canal than go to a dealer to buy a car. But you can turn dread into joy when you learn how to play the car buying game. Read the book, Right Car, Right Price, and you'll discover how the game is played and how you can win every time. Whether you're buying a car or a truck, new or used, Right Car, Right Price explains how to find and buy the vehicle best suited to your individual transportation needs. Auto Week called Right Car, Right Price the right stuff. So take the hassle out of car buying. Read Right Car, Right Price, and every time you get into your new car, you'll know you've got a great deal. Go online to rightcarrightprice.com to order your copy today. It only takes an hour to read Right Car, Right Price, and it just costs $10. We even pay the postage. So go to rightcarrightprice.com right now. It'll be one of the best decisions you ever make.
In June, payrolls went up by 121,000 workers, according to the Labor Department. The report also shows that the unemployment rate remained at 4.6%. In Washington on Monday, Henry Paulson, the former head of the Wall Street investment firm Goldman Sachs, will be sworn in as the new Treasury Secretary. In Detroit, GM's board of directors voted today to start exploratory discussions on a possible alliance with Nissan and Renault. The idea came from investor Kirk Kerkorian, who owns the largest stake in GM. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Singular Wireless on behalf of more than 20 million AT&T customers. They are accusing the company of nickel and diming them to pay transfer fees, sign new contracts, and buy new phones after the merger, which they say resulted in degraded service. Verizon Communications will be leaving the phone book business by the end of this year, according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission today. Although the organic food market only makes up 2.5% of the nation's food market, demand is now outpacing supply. New statistics show that sales of organic food are growing between 15 and 21% each year. Light sweet crude settled at $74.09 a barrel today, and near the close of Wall Street, the Dow is down 134 points, the NASDAQ is down 25 points, the S&P 500 down 9. There's more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramov. It's 5 minutes past the hour.
Roll up your sleeves and put on your gloves, because the world is just beginning. To taking back America. From the crusaders who have drained our treasury, created needless wars, and expect the working people to pay for their billionaires' gains, it's time for the Bruce Birch Radio Program. Brought to you by the West Virginia Council of Carpenters and Millwrights. They are building the American dream each and every day. You can get in on the program by dialing in to 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And now, your host, Bruce Birch.
You're back on the Bruce Birch radio program. There we go. Okay, you're back on the Bruce Birch radio program, and happy frickin' Friday, everybody. Woohoo! It's Friday. It's 5 o'clock on the East Coast. Everybody's get out of work. Woo! All right. And if you didn't have an inner scream, I just handed you one. Good to be back with you again this afternoon, broadcasting to you from the absolutely beautiful afternoon today. Just a wonderfully cool day here in North Carolina. One of those days that you're just, you know, you're glad to be alive, and you go outside. It's just nice and cool, and it's a day for sitting in the shade and having a mint julep if you are into that sort of thing. I myself, however, and more into an orange crush, perhaps, or perhaps even a vanilla cream soda, along with my cigar there. But it really was. The weather today was fantastic, and I just had to share that with you. If you're in a very hot place, I really am pitying you at this point. But here today, it was like right around 80 and 85. Pretty much amazing. Pretty much amazing weather for July. Today we've got a lot of stuff on tap. I've got a number of stories and some sound clips, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk about anger, and we're going to talk about hate. And we'll definitely get into some of that a little bit into the program. Now, I'm not one, as you well know, I am not one to sit here and spout hate toward the Republicans, although, you know, they're very repugnant. And very, you know, obviously they don't have our best interest at heart, but you know they tend to do that. They tend to, you know, you listen to those Republican talk show hosts and the Libertarian talk show hosts, and a great many of them want to assign the ills of the world to liberalism as if it were some sort of mean, evil, nasty, repugnant thing. And you know, in actuality, you know, they call us bleeding heart liberals for a reason. You know why? Because we care. Okay? It's because we care. It's because we don't hate. It's because we don't want to kill first and then let God sort them out, as I've heard before. You know, it's because we do want to try to create a better society rather than trying to, you know, regress it back to the Stone Age when women were, you know, in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant and children were seen and not heard, and you know, and it was much less healthy society, much less healthy society than it is today, than the society now. That's not to say that our society is all that healthy right now, but it's a lot healthier than it was in the 50s. Okay, you know, women behind closed doors drinking, and you know, to try to deal with the fact that they married some sort of Neanderthal. All right, so if you want to get in on the radio program, you can dial 1-877-443-2366. You can also email me, bruce@brucebirch.com. I put up a very abbreviated blog post today on my website at brucebirch.com, mainly because today is wrap-up day, and so I decided to I would call it Wrapping Up at Warp Speed. It's Friday, and we're going to keep this thing rolling on as fast as we possibly humanly can to Bob Kincaid's extravaganza. And also, if you have never been into the Head On Radio Network chat room, I kind of recommend you do that. Go check it out, headonradionetwork.com, and click on live chat. That'll get you right into the chat room where some of the most amazingly amazing people are in there. And you know, amazingly amazing. That's right. I even used that to I used a descriptive word to describe a descriptive word or something like that. Neo Anderthal. I love it. Yeah, it looks like we got a number of people in there today, about 8 or 9 people hanging around in the chat room. So welcome to the show, chatters. And as always, you know, you can go do that. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that I really would like to, you know, if you want to email me, that's one of the best ways to get a hold of me, because you can, you know, whenever you're listening to this program, whether you're getting it through a podcast or if you're listening to it live, this is a live call-in radio show. You can actually listen to this live. If you are listening to this on a podcast, you can go to headonradionetwork.com and click on Listen Live between the hours of 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 and 4 Pacific, and everything else in between and outside of that, yeah, all over the world. So, and you can listen to this, you know, when it's happening, you can actually call in and have a good time with the show. We're going to talk about hate today. Why do we want to talk about hate? Well, because hate seems to be the driving principle behind our foreign policy. It seems to be the driving principle behind disaster relief efforts. It seems to be the driving principle behind much of what the federal government is doing today. And I just wanted to do, you know, I'm going to throw this story out at you. Actually, you know what? I'm going to hang on to that story just for a second. I'm going to hang on to that story just for a second, because I want you to hear something. I want you to hear something, and what I want you to hear is a clip from a parish outside of New Orleans where there was a sheriff named Jack Traynor, and he's the sheriff of St. Tammany Parish. And he was interviewed, excuse me, he was interviewed talking about crime and talking about the things that go on in New Orleans, and some of what happens in his parish. And I just want you to hear this. I'm not even going to preface it any more than that. Agnes, go ahead and run that.
What I'm concerned about, that all the leaders of this parish come together and understand that the reality exists, that there's tremendous pressure in the city right now. And if you work tirelessly trying to deal with the issue in the city, and you put so much pressure on the trash that's there, it's going to run somewhere else. That's without a doubt. The difference between what I see, and this is from my personal perspective, the difference between what I see, for some reason, New Orleans chooses to coddle people or criminals in that area that tend to get away with a great deal. We will not call that trash in St. Tammany Parish. If they come to St. Tammany Parish, we're going to pursue them, we're going to arrest them, our prosecutors are going to prosecute them, and our judges are going to convict them. Now, I don't get into calling people names and all of that fact, but if you're going to walk the streets of St. Tammany Parish with dreadlocks and chee-wee hairstyles, then you can expect to be getting a visit from a sheriff's deputy. We would rather you come, be a working, taxpaying citizen of this parish, and contribute to what makes this parish great. If you believe you're going to come over here and you're going to take advantage of our residents, then you're wrong. We're going to deal with you one way or the other. And it's not our intent to violate anyone's civil rights. We never intend to do that. But you can guarantee that things that you got away with in the city will not be tolerated in this parish. And I know you have some slick lawyers on both sides of the lake who make tremendous living off of getting these people out of jail. Well, we've proven in this parish that it's a pretty difficult challenge for them to make a good living, defense attorneys, that is. My personal opinion is that's the first people we should put on the rail and get out of here. You know, there's a lot going on in the city that will affect St. Tammany Parish that my residents need to be aware of today. The destruction of all the housing projects. These people will not live on the street. The federal government's going to find somewhere for them to live. I don't want to see temporary housing because of Katrina turn into long-term housing for a bunch of thugs and trash that don't need to be in St. Tammany Parish. So that's something that we need to be aware of today, and all leaders need to be vigilant and observant to see what's going on. We don't want to wake up one day and find out that New Orleans has been damn successful at running all of the trash out of the city, and it ended up roosting in St. Tammany. That we don't need to put our head in the sand, I guess, is the best explanation I have. Am I frustrated? No question about it. I'm aggravated that the regional approach that I've said since before the Guard went into the city was not understood. We learned during Katrina when the state fails to come in and help, it makes our job a hell of a lot harder. We learn when the federal government doesn't come in, it makes our job more difficult. The governor now is saying to the federal government, give us our fair share of oil royalties. I'm telling the governor, give us our fair share of sales taxes, hire more state police, put in this parish, and let them help this team keep this parish safe.
Yes, get more state. We need to hire more state policemen and then make sure that they have our local uniform, which, you know, by the way, has a hood. A what hood? And a red flaming cross on the chest. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Okay, we're going to take a break and let me decompress before I explode. And then we'll come back. You listen to the Bruce Birch radio program, Radio for a Free America, where we expose the right-wing racists for what they are. I'll be right back.
Here's a test for you. Listen and identify the following water-saving devices in your home. Ready? That's the sound of water-saving device number 54, your toothbrush. Turning the water off while you brush your teeth saves more than 1,000 gallons a year. Next, that's your clock. Water-saving device number 23. Use it to reduce your shower by 5 minutes and save nearly 9,000 gallons a year. Try this one. Right, it's water-saving device number 83, your washing machine. Washing full loads of laundry or dishes can save thousands of gallons of water each year. Last clue. That's you, logging on to wateruseitwisely.com, a fun website filled with hundreds of water-saving tips from your local water utility and the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. There are a number of ways to save water, and they all start with you. Water, use it wisely.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Michael Franti from Spearhead talks about the new benefit CD for the nonprofit environmental law firm, Earth Justice.
I'm always involved in Earth Justice as an idea, no matter where I go.
Franti, along with artists Nora Jones, Los Lobos, Willie Nelson, and Bonnie Raitt, donated their music in support of life's absolute necessities, clean air and water.
Music today is not speaking to really what's happening on the streets. It's really important that artists come together, work on projects together, and put out unified voices about what's happening today in our planet.
In the United States alone, more than 70,000 people die per year from air pollution. Music makes a difference. Give it a spin at wherewelive.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
You're back on radio for a better tomorrow. I was chatting with one of my friends, and I said, I was thinking about changing the tagline to the show and calling it Radio for a Better Tomorrow. And then I thought, that sounds kind of futuristic. So I don't know. We're toying with taglines. We're tagline toying here on Friday afternoon here on the Bruce Birch Radio Program. Glad that you're back with us on the show. It's about 21 minutes past the hour. Before we went over to the break, we heard this abominable clip by this freakish sheriff down in St. Tammany Parish outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, and he was talking about that trash, that New Orleans trash. And I got to tell you, I can't help but think that that's code word for perhaps black. That trash down there, that trash, they are down there, that trash down there. Annie, or Agnes, if you could run that clip again for me, the short one.
Now, I don't get into calling people names and all of that fact, but if you're going to walk the streets of St. Tammany Parish with dreadlocks and chee-wee hairstyles, then you can expect to be getting a visit from a sheriff's deputy.
If you're going to walk the streets of St. Tammany Parish with dreadlocks and a chee-wee hairstyle, what the hell is that? Okay, I know what dreadlocks are, but what the hell is a chee-wee hairstyle? I need to look this up and figure this out so I know it when I see it. You know what I'm saying? So when I do see that walking down the street, the first thing I know to do is to call my local sheriff's deputy. Agnes, go ahead and run that one more time so we understand exactly what he's trying to say there.
Now, I don't get into calling people names and all of that fact, but if you're going to walk the streets of St. Tammany Parish with dreadlocks and chee-wee hairstyles, then you can expect to be getting a visit from a sheriff's deputy.
In other words, if you're black, don't come here. If you're black, keep your ass down in New Orleans, because we don't want you in St. Tammany Parish. No! We're going to put your ass in jail, law. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take you and lock you right on up because you got one of them there dread-style haircuts and chee-wee hairstyle. Is chee-wee anything like a Chewbacca chewy thing? Just trying to figure that out. I got to tell you, there's two things that, there's a number of things that really bug me about this. But the first thing is that this guy's on TV giving an interview about this. He's on TV saying, y'all down there in New Orleans, all trash on down there. Y'all just stay on down there. Y'all, we don't want y'all up around here, up around this side of the lake. Oh, no. Y'all stay on down yonder down there. And then he goes on to talk about how lawyers need to be the first ones run out of town. So we know where this guy's coming from. He's coming from, ding, 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 the neocon perspective. That's right, the neocon perspective. That's where you don't need attorneys because we won't have any laws. We'll make them up as we go along. The neocon perspective, coming soon to a theater near you. Now, you know, the other part of that, too, is just the fact that he'll get on TV and do this. That blows me away. I could be wrong, but I do believe that the office of sheriff is an elected post, which tells me that there are other people who think just like this guy in St. Tammany Parish. Remind me, if I ever drive into New York, if I ever go down to that area of the country, keep my lily white ass out of St. Tammany Parish. Because if I end up there, I'm going to make somebody mad with all of the stickers I got on the back of my car, like, you know, end racism, perhaps. Or, I don't know, here's another one for you that I have on the back of my car. Practice random acts of kindness. Oh, we don't want to do that. No, we don't want to have act. No, we don't want to be kind. We don't want to be kind. We want to be hateful. We want to be hateful and we want to be angry. And we want to tell these people who died and who drowned and who were left for days on overpasses with no food or water, when they go into civilization, we want to turn them around at the end of a gun. We want to tell them that you know exactly what we want to tell them, and that is, you know, since they're black and we're white. No, that's all right. That's all right. Now y'all need to move along. Now y'all can't come down in here into St. Bernard's Parish. Now, oh sir, y'all got to go back over the hill over yonder. Y'all can't come over here. No, y'all can't come over here. Y'all got to stay over there on the other side of that there bridge. Cause see, y'all come down here and we might have to feed y'all. No, we are. Well, I tell you what. Why don't y'all just come on round back? No, you can't stand out front. You got to come around back to the back door if you're going to eat here. You know something? It wasn't too long ago that was true. And this sheriff, he's doing what he does best. This sheriff down there in St. Tammany Parish, you know, he was raised up in good, fine, white family. Good, fine, white family. Fine family. And what he's decided he's going to do, you know, is he's going to, you know, let his freak flag fly down there in New Orleans. And he's going to tell people, you know, you're not going to leave New Orleans and come up here. Now, of course, what he was, the thinly veiled attempt at racism, or I should say the thinly veiled attempt at not being a racist, I should say, was he was referring to criminals, of course. But, you know, he says down there in New Orleans, they're not tough enough on their criminals. Why up here, we'll cut off hands and heads and such. Why up here, we'll string them right up in the tree. Oh, my God. I can't believe that I even heard that clip. It just blows me. The short one, Annie, one more time again, if you would.
Now, I don't get into calling people names and all of that fact, but if you're going to walk the streets of St. Tammany Parish with dreadlocks and chee-wee hairstyles, then you can expect to be getting a visit from a sheriff's deputy.
So walking around with certain haircut styles now is illegal in St. Tammany Parish. Well, you black and we're white, so therefore you can't be up to no good because you're a dark-skinned person. You can't be up to no good up here in St. Tammany Parish. So we got big homes. There ain't no way you could afford one because everybody knows that blacks make 62% of whites on average nationwide. So we know you can't be buying one of these rich mansions up here in St. Tammany Parish. You must be up to no good. Must be up here trying to sell some of that crack cocaine, maybe. Oh, you driving one of them big cars. You drive one of them big old SUVs. Well, you must have stole that sucker. You know, and I got to tell you, there is more than the fair share of that kind of attitude that pervades the South even today. And speaking as someone who is from the South and who is very much a progressive, when I see that racism attitude from the police or from anyone, I see it as my solemn duty as a progressive white Southerner to speak up against it, and today that's what I'm doing, because that's the only thing that we can do. Now, that sheriff down there in Tammany Parish, Jack Strain, as in you're straining to understand why in the hell he's talking like he's talking. Strain, Jack Strain, that sheriff down there, I challenge you. Why don't you write that man a letter? Why don't you tell him exactly what you think about this old boy? Because I definitely think he needs to hear about this one. It's we're coming up on 30 minutes past the hour, or 30 minutes before the hour, whichever you prefer. You listen to the Bruce Birch Radio program. If you want to get in on the show, and we certainly will get to your phone calls here very shortly. If you want to get in on the show, please do dial me. 1-877-443-2366 is the number. Bruce@BruceBirch.com is the email. Head On Radio Network is the station. I'll be right back.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my Progressive Point of View, which you can now grab as a podcast or download off our website at progressive.org. No shock here that George W. Bush is beginning to cave in to the thunder on his right on immigration. He's caved on everything else, from abortion to gay rights, and even to the historical footnote named Harriet Myers. The right's the only thing he's got left, and Carl keeps reminding him, as does James Dobson, that these are the very stormtroops who gave him the White House, well, along with William Rehnquist and Ken Blackwell. To give you an idea just how whacked and disgusting these far-righters are on immigration, check out House Republican Nathan Deal. He's got more than 70 co-sponsors on a bill to amend the Constitution, and boy, they like amending that thing, this time to deprive citizenship to babies born here in the United States whose parents are in this country illegally. This reneges on one of the basic promises of the Constitution, that if you're born here, you'll automatically get to be a citizen no matter your parentage. It's a birthright. And now the anti-immigrant forces want to take that away, even though millions and millions of Americans over the past 200 years have become citizens the natural way. There's no reason, except racism, to change that now. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. There's a place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. A place where people will give you food and shelter after a flood. There's a place where, when you need it most, someone will reach out their hand, put it across your shoulder and say, "Everything's going to be okay." That place is called America, where we look out for each other. And it's up to us to keep it that way. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Burge radio program. Glad to have you back. It's about 34 minutes past the hour. We were talking about hate. Talking about racism. We're talking about crazy people in New Orleans and down there in Louisiana. Just to keep it fresh in your mind, Agnes, one more time on the short clip.
I don't get into calling people names and all of that fact, but if you're going to walk the streets of St. Tammany Parish with dreadlocks and chi-wee hairstyles, then you can expect to be getting a visit from a sheriff's deputy.
And that's just for having to... Imagine if you were wearing baggy pants. Oh, my God! Imagine if you had on one of them there gold chains. Oh, my God! Or maybe I can do it, Mr. Bill. Oh, no! Okay. All right, so we're going to move on from there because I just, you know, that's the first story out of several that I have today. Now, this guy got up and he did this thing, and, yeah, we killed a half an hour on it. I know. But you know what? It's crazy. It's crazy. I tell you, crazy. We're going to go right over to the phones. If you want to get on the telephone on the conversation here on Conversation Radio, you can call 1-877-443-2366. And that'll get you into the studios of the wild, wonderful West Virginia studios of the Head On Radio Network. Let's go over to the phones. Our good friend Jim is joining us. Jim, how are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm not Jim today. I am Aeolus, God of the Winds.
Aeolus?
God of the Winds.
Okay, God of the Winds or Goddess of the Winds?
God of the Winds.
God of the Winds. Okay, we're going to do the God of the Winds. Okay. Well, hello, Aeolus. I don't know.
You must have got a dialogue coach today. I understand truly. Where in the hell is this place? Is this town called Rock Ridge? And maybe they need a sheriff, and they need a new sheriff riding in on a Palomino pony in a Gucci outfit with Mongo.
Well, blazing sun.
Where are the white women? Let me whip this thing out.
Where are the white women at?
Who that?
Well, you know,
I know what dreadlocks are because, I mean, that's Rastafarian in origin, correct?
Dreadlocks?
Yeah, but what is this cheeky hairstyle? Is this like blue colors or is this?
I'm looking it up right now. I'm looking it up as we speak, and I will have an answer
find
for you.
That in any legitimate publication, Bruce. What do you call it? Chintzy? Chinky?
Chiwi.
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 I've heard it called everything, but I've never heard it called that.
Actually, everything that I'm seeing on the internet is referring to his particular.
It must be a colloquialism.
It must be a colloquialism for having.
Or an ignoramusism.
Maybe he's. Well, yeah, that too. You know, I think that he's. No problem. I think that he is. I think the problem here is that, you know, he's trying to say chiwi is like the old style way of saying nappy.
You mean like an afro?
It could be.
Take off that wig and let me see your afro.
Well, I got to tell you.
You know, it's honest. Well, you know, yeah, having, you know, my roots in the deep south in South Carolina right below you. Let me tell you, there are places like that that do in fact exist, and they still exist. You know?
Absolutely, they do, and it's still even today. And I got to tell you, even today, it's as repugnant as it was when it was open. And you know, these little guys like this, we just got to, Jim. We just got to gradually, you know, hopefully that we'll breed them out.
Well, let me tell you something. The experience that I've had when I used to drive a federal vehicle, you know, with USG tags on it, you know, U.S. government, and I would go through some of these little hamlets. The whole town would turn out, and they wanted to know what I was doing there, and, you know, they used to follow me out of town. because obviously they thought I was the man and I was looking for somebody there. And sometimes I'd stop to use a restroom or get a soda or something like that. And, you know, the minute they saw that U.S. government tag on that car, my God, I was a, you know, you'd think that a Tyrannosaurus Rex had walked into the city.
Really?
Yeah. And we're talking about North, South Carolina, Virginia, up here. My God, up here, I've even had shots at my vehicle when I used to go in some of these hollows. People, they don't like the feds. They don't like blacks. They don't like anybody who's different from them or they or whichever, and they don't like anybody who might be threatened to their established form of lifestyle or whatever.
Now, this is the same state that had a black man run as a Republican.
Really?
In a largely Republican area, and lost to a Democrat because he was black, basically.
Well, you know, that sort of thing. It's been around, and it's going to, unfortunately, it's going to stay around. You know, and there are lots of people who want to keep it around, Bruce.
I did find what a chiwi hairstyle is, though, or at least something that is seems to be related to chiwis. There's a thing called Elmer's Fine Foods, and they're on 2404 Port Street in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a snack food called Chiwis. And if you want to know what it is, think Cheetos. You know what Cheetos are, don't you?
I do.
Well, that's what they're calling their version of that Chiwis.
Well, maybe I can have my hair done like that. I think that'd be a cute look. Maybe it's a real smart look.
It might very well be, especially if you're
using a perm under your Cadillac Stetson, did you?
Yes, I did.
And you have that cigar going out there, right?
Careful, Jim. Careful now.
I got my webcam on today, Bruce.
Watch out. You do. You have your webcam on today.
Uh huh.
What's your address, Jim?
What's my address?
Yeah. What's the address so we can see your webcam, Jim?
23 Skidoo Street.
23 Skidoo. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. 23 Skidoo. Okay, Johnny.
I don't know. I enjoyed your dialogue and your imitation of this man and this idiot talking about all this crap. And, you know, it's just, you know, I can see him now with a big belly hanging over his belt, and I'm sure a couple buttons are about to pop off his shirt, and he probably doesn't have much hair, and what he has greased back, and, you know, he's just, can you imagine how he smells?
Oh, God.
I mean, let's get into the whole thing. Let's use all the five. Well, you can't use all the five senses. I certainly wouldn't want to know how you imagine how he tastes. But, I mean, the olfactory, the gustatory, the visual, and no tactile. I don't think I want to touch him because he probably hadn't had a bath in 6 weeks.
If you've got a pork rind aftershave, you might be from St. Tammany Parish.
Pork rind
aftershave, yes.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you. Well, listen, you sound like you got your weekend off to a good start, and that sounds good. Sounds like you're looking forward to it, and that's a very brightening prospect.
Okay. Well, it should be interesting, and obviously, you know, while you're saying your prayers to the God of your understanding tonight, Jim, say one for all those folks who are darker than white in Louisiana who are having to deal with these
moles. Sorry ass out of Louisiana and into the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, one can only hope, right?
That's true. I mean, lift him up on a great puff and send him over to, maybe he needs to go over to Gitmo or someplace like that. No. He'd be too happy over there.
Yes, he probably would be.
It is unfortunate. And, you know, Hey, what can you say? Listen, you didn't see Imus this morning, did you?
No, I didn't see Don Imus this morning. No, I didn't see him. Sorry.
Well, do you ever watch him?
I have on occasion. If I'm out in a hotel, like somewhere, and I'm having to do something out of town.
At home, or you know.
Oh, yes, I do. I just don't watch TV. I just don't.
Well, you need to tune in and see some of the stuff that he's doing on his show in the morning, MSNBC. Now, I guarantee you one thing: if you want to see some things that'll definitely get your fudge hard, you take a look at that program.
Okay.
I'm going to myself right on out of here and wish you a very pleasant rest of the show and broadcast, and
thank
hope
you.
That you get a lot of interesting calls. Who knows? That sheriff may even call you.
Well, I want him to. I want to ask him. I've got some questions I want to ask him, but I seriously doubt that'll happen. But thank you, Jim, for your call, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, and the same to you and your family and to Poochie.
And to Poochie. All
hey,
right.
Poochie.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye.
Bye now. And that's our good friend Jim from some undisclosed location somewhere on the planet Zircon. And actually coming up next is our good friend Gunny, Mr. Gunny. Bob from North Dakota, how you doing, sir?
Please don't call me.
Oh, that's right. Don't call you sir.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. You know, I've about come to the end of my rope. You know, I ain't snapped my neck yet. You know, I'm just dropping off the bridge, and you know the rope ain't tightened around my neck and snapped my neck yet, so I ain't dead.
Well, that's a good thing.
Huh?
I said that's a good thing.
Ah, yeah. It's like the guy falling out of the 1,000-story building. You know. He gets by the first 100 stories. He says, "So far, so good." Right?
You're right.
Yeah, and that's where we're at in this country. It doesn't have anything to do with rank or privilege. It has a lot to do with where the people want us to go.
Really. I agree.
We either, as a people, I don't care about the nation anymore. I care about the people in the nation. I care about you, and I care about your family. I care about Bob and his family. Oh, God, I love those people. And I think, seriously, every day, why did I get connected? Why did I get hooked up with you people in the first place? Why did I do it? Why did I even attempt to say something of import, okay? It may be important to me, but it's not important to somebody else. But when you talk about a man's hairstyle or a woman's hairstyle, whether they have dreadlocks are just a hairstyle, son. It's like, hey, I've seen bald men walking down the street with no hairstyle whatsoever. I have nothing against them because they're bald. And I have nothing against a man or a woman that put their hair up in any style. I don't care if it's, what were those spikes he's put in their hair? Okay, back a few years ago, they had green and pink and yellow and all kinds of spikes in their hair. They call themselves what? Okay? And they put on black cloth and call themselves what? I don't know, some kind of a antisocial group. Hey, we're all antisocial, are we not? There are people that we're antisocial to. I mean, I'm not very kind lately to Republicans, and neither is my friend Bob Kincaid. You know, he calls them Republicans, and I call them a whole lot worse. And so I'm not very social, so I'm antisocial to Republicans, as many of my friends are. But, you know, the truth is that I don't care if they have their beliefs, but I wish they would come up with some facts, not just I believe this to be true, so therefore it is. I really do, because some of my troops used to live, you know, and I've been called top and top sergeant and all that stuff. But that don't matter. It that's like history. It's kind of like 9/11. It's history. You know, get over it. Well, I'm not over 9/11. I'm not over being called. I love it when you guys do that. I really do. But I got something to say. People, I love you. I really do. But you got to love each other as much as I love you. I mean, everybody loves Bruce. Everybody loves Bob. Everybody loves Agnes. Everybody loves, I mean, you know, gosh, there's this fella down there in Florida I ain't heard from lately, and I miss him. What was his name again?
Rick?
Rick! Yeah, Panama Rick. I ain't heard from him in a long time, and I miss him. You know, I wish he'd get in here and, you know, kind of liven things up a bit. I hope he's still listening. Panama, come on back. We need you. We need every voice. We need every person. We need every one of the, you know, people in the chat room to call in once in a while and just kind of give us their point of view so everybody can listen and everybody can hear their point of view, not just what you think, but, you know, what you feel, because, you know, you say it in your voice. So does Bob. It's just there. You just got it. You got it. I stop burning in your gut. Like, you know,
yeah.
Fire or love or well, once in a while, a little bit of hate. I hate to hear people tearing this country apart. I hate to hear about them. I hate to hear about them. I really do. And that's why I called tonight to tell you, hey, dreadlocks are good with me, and I'm good with them. I'll be down if if only my skin was black, I'd give me some dreadlocks too. If only my hair was kinky instead of gray and thinning like it is, I'd get me some dreadlocks. I'd go down there in New Orleans and I'll whoop me some what? But I'd get me that pusser, that Buford guy that thinks he's Buford pusser, and whoop his butt just for fun. I'd do.
Well, you know what? I think this guy really. I mean, I'm not going to advocate violence at all. But I really do think that a visit by I think a visit by Gunnery Sergeant Bob would probably be a very good visit.
Well, I got a 12 and a half. I'd like to plant someplace.
Uh oh.
Would be where he ain't never seen the sunshine, but I guarantee you, he'd be tasting leather when I get done putting my boot where it should not be. He'd be tasting leather when I got done kicking him where he should be kicked, because that boy had no sense whatsoever. And excuse me for my French, but I don't think he ain't got no. You know what I mean? He don't
know
nothing. He speaks. He's like that. What was that boy they called him? Forrest Gump. Yeah.
Forrest Gump
has a whole lot more sense than that boy got. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the other part of that, too, is that for every one of those guys that you see, Bob, there's probably about, I don't know, there's one of those in every county that's elected to something.
Well, do they have any teeth? That's nice.
Do they have any teeth? That's a good question.
Do they have any teeth that belong to them, or do they have to go, you know, somewhere else to get them, or, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to let you go, because you're coming up on a break here shortly, and
yeah,
I know you're a good man, Bruce, and, hey, everybody,
well,
everybody on this net is, hey, they're friends of mine, and I am just privileged and honored to be accepted, and I miss you guys. Gosh, I miss you. You know?
Well, it's good to have you back around, my friend.
Well, I just, hey, I'm going fishing. I'm going to get that boat out, and we're going to get it all cleaned up. And we're going on a lake and see if we can catch us some. You ever hear of a walleye?
Oh, yes, sir, I have. Or, excuse me, Sergeant.
You were in boot camp after all, weren't you?
You never know, Bob.
You don't call me sir, because I earned every damn stripe they put on me. I earned every one of them. And the scars I wear on my body, I earned every one of them. But in all truth, there is only one thing that matters, my friend, Bruce, is that we love one another as he loved us. If you're Christian, or I don't care what your faith is, if you love one another as you have been loved, then you can share love and give love. But if you've never been loved like the Republicans seem to know no love, they can't love anything because they've never been loved. And the dangest thing about the liberal people I know, hey, they just love each other. It's not like, see, there's too many people like Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, and what's the other one, Rice. They get this whole thing mixed up. They think that sex and love are the same thing, and they're not. Sex is sex. Love is eternal. It goes on, and if you love, you will be loved. And you don't have to, you know, hey, you don't have to be somebody to be loved. You're just loved. And if you accept the fact that you are loved, then, hey, you will, you'll reap the rewards. And it won't be golden gates. It'll just be when you get to leave this planet, guess what you get to take with you? All the love that you have for everyone else that's here. And guess what? When they meet you in the great whatever beyond, they will feel that love and they'll share that love with everyone else. So if you love each other, and that was the funniest thing about the 60s. You know, they talked about the era of free love. It was because the hippies loved each other. They didn't ask, hey, do you love me? No, they just loved each other. They didn't ask for it. They were just accepted. And if you were kind of a hippie, they'd let you in because, hey, yeah, all right, you're cool, man. They'd say, you're cool. You're acceptable. We'll let you in. Because, no, you may not be the same color as I am, but you're cool. And, hey, you speak what I'm speaking, and you feel what I feel. But they didn't really know what the other person felt. They just knew the other person was not there to attack them. And you know what the problem is? People think everybody's trying to attack them. And when
Bob, I think that's the pervasive nature of what this particular administration has created, a culture of fear.
Well,
so
think about it. I mean, when Georgie was born some 60 years ago, his mother spit him out like a wad of chewing tobacco that just ran out of flavor, and she just spit him out. And then she walked away, and when his sister died, they just buried her and went playing golf. They didn't even go fishing. They went playing golf. And then Georgie was sitting there wondering, what did I do something wrong? My sister died, and my parents go playing golf? No, he didn't even understand why they rejected not only him, but his dying little sister. So Georgie is the saddest man on this planet, and he is the most rejected man on this planet. He's rejected by planet Earth, and I'll guarantee you that 90% of this country reject him. And even I'm sure that his wife Laura rejects him right now because he's having an affair with Condoleezza Rice. My God, you know, think about it, Bruce.
Better one, Bob. We got to roll because we're right at the top of the hour, my friend.
I know. Well, hey, put some weather on or something. Tell me what's going on in New Orleans, and tell me there's not going to be another what was that? Hurricane Catalina or something
Katrina.
Katrina. Yeah. Oh, whatever. Anyway, I love you, boy. Hey, you're doing great, and hey, you got a good picture there, but I ain't seen a stogie hanging out of your jowls yet.
Well, we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do about that. Thanks a lot, Bob. I got to roll, but I appreciate your call.
I love you, bud. You take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye now. And that's a good friend, North Dakota. We're going to go ahead and roll break. You're listening to the Bruce Birch Radio Program, Radio for a Better Tomorrow, right here on the Head On Radio Network. If you want to get in on the show, you can do that right after the top of the hour, 1-877-443-2366.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Sources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access.
This is the Quality News Network. In Chicago, President Bush held a press conference addressing questions about North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. He said that with our new anti-ballistic systems, the United States had a reasonable chance of shooting down the long-range missile North Korea fired earlier this week if it had not failed. Japan is pushing for a UN Security Council vote tomorrow to place sanctions against North Korea's missile program. This comes despite opposition from veto-wielding members China and Russia. In New York, the FBI and Homeland Security Department announced they have disrupted a terrorist network with plans to target the tunnels under the Hudson River. The key suspect was arrested by Lebanese authorities after FBI monitoring of internet chat rooms led to a break in the investigation. Two more suspects are also in custody abroad but have not been charged, according to the FBI. London is marking the one-year anniversary of the suicide terror attacks that killed 52 people. The city's police chief says that more attacks are actively being planned and that the terrorism threat has palpably increased in Britain. In Jerusalem, for the first time since the nearly two-week military incursion into the Gaza Strip began, a top Israeli official indicated that Israel may be willing to trade Palestinian prisoners for the captured 19-year-old Israeli soldier. In and around Baghdad, four bomb attacks on Sunni and Shiite mosques killed 11 worshippers today. At least 55 were injured. A civil rights group says that white supremacists are joining the U.S. military to receive the world's best combat training. The Southern Poverty Law Center says relaxed recruiting standards have made it easier for such members to join. In Mexico, following the razor-thin victory of the conservative presidential candidate, there are fears of possible violence this weekend. His liberal opponent, who campaigned as the people's champion, is calling for his supporters to take to the streets and protest the election results. Italian news agencies are reporting that a judge has ordered Italy's former prime minister to stand trial. He is accused of fraud in connection with the sale of television rights at his family's media company. The Space Shuttle Discovery crew began transferring thousands of pounds of supplies to the International Space Station. Their mission will now be 13 days. You are listening to the Quality News Network.
Most people would rather have root canal than go to a dealer to buy a car. But you can turn dread into joy when you learn how to play the car buying game. Read the book, Right Car, Right Price, and you'll discover how the game is played and how you can win every time. Whether you're buying a car or a truck, new or used. Right Car, Right Price explains how to find and buy the vehicle best suited to your individual transportation needs. Auto Week called Right Car, Right Price the right stuff. So take the hassle out of car buying. Read Right Car, Right Price, and every time you get into your new car, you'll know you've got a great deal. Go online to rightcarrightprice.com to order your copy today. It only takes an hour to read Right Car, Right Price, and it just costs $10. We even pay the postage. So go to rightcarrightprice.com right now. It'll be one of the best decisions you ever make.
In June, payrolls went up by 121,000 workers, according to the Labor Department. The report also shows that the unemployment rate remained at 4.6%. In Washington on Monday, Henry Paulson, the former head of the Wall Street investment firm Goldman Sachs, will be sworn in as the new Treasury Secretary. In Detroit, GM's board of directors voted today to start exploratory discussions on a possible alliance with Nissan and Renault. The idea came from investor Kirk Kerkorian, who owns the largest stake in GM. A class action lawsuit has been filed against Singular Wireless on behalf of more than 20 million AT&T customers. They are accusing the company of nickel and diming them to pay transfer fees, sign new contracts, and buy new phones after the merger, which they say resulted in degraded service. Verizon Communications will be leaving the phone book business by the end of this year, according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission today. Although the organic food market only makes up 2.5% of the nation's food market, demand is now outpacing supply. New statistics show that sales of organic food are growing between 15 and 21% each year. Light sweet crude settled at $74.09 a barrel today, and near the close of Wall Street, the Dow is down 134 points, the NASDAQ is down 25 points, the S&P 500 down 9. There's more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramov. It's 5 minutes past the hour.
It's time for another hour of conversation radio on the Head On Radio Network. Where the callers are the experts. You're back with the Bruce Birch Radio Program. With your host, Bruce Birch.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Birch Radio Program. Radio for a better tomorrow, right here on the Head On Radio Network. Glad to be back with you after that bit of a break there. We had an interesting agent. Fred decided he wanted to come on and tell us that if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you'd like, I wonder if I could do that voice. Let's try that. Let's see. You want to try?
If you'd like to make a call.
And no, it doesn't quite work. Oh, well. You can't blame me for trying. We were talking earlier along in the program about a Sheriff Jack Strain. Sheriff Jack Strain. Now, if I were an off-color radio host, and I don't mean that funnily, if I did off-color jokes, if I did jokes that were sort of slightly, risque, any sheriff named Jack Strain would definitely be good fodder for some risque jokes, especially when you're talking about this particular moronico. He apparently wants to make sure all the black people stay out of his parish, and we talked about that a little bit. God, the clip was crazy. It was crazy. If you're just joining us for the program, we played a clip by this guy down in St. Tammany's Parish. And actually, you know, this guy, I mean, he just amazed me how hateful he was. Agnes, one more time. Just one more time. Can you run it, please?
What I'm concerned about is that all the leaders of this parish come together and understand that the reality exists, that there's tremendous pressure in the city right now. And if you work tirelessly trying to deal with the issue in the city, and you put so much pressure on the trash that's there, it's going to run somewhere else. That's what I'd about. The difference between what I see, and this is from my personal perspective, the difference between what I see, for some reason, New Orleans chooses to coddle people or criminals in that area that tend to get away with a great deal. We will not call that trash in St. Tammany Parish. If they come to St. Tammany Parish, we're going to pursue them, we're going to arrest them, our prosecutors are going to prosecute them, and our judges are going to convict them. Now, I don't get into calling people names and all of that fact, but if you're going to walk the streets of St. Tammany Parish with dreadlocks and chi-wee hairstyles, then you can expect to be getting a visit from a sheriff's deputy. We would rather you come be a working, taxpaying citizen.
If you come to St. Tammany's Parish, you niggers, we're going to lock your ass up in jail and we're going to throw away the key. That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. And I got to tell you, oh, my God, he makes me so angry to hear this. Okay, let's go ahead and roll with the rest of the clip, Agnes. Oh, you had to stop it. Oh, okay, well, no worries. We'll just leave that one alone. If I hear any more of it, it's going to make my head want to explode and do violent things, and I might just have to spit. That's right. I might just have to spit. Okay. It looks like the microphone's a little moist now. Let's see. All right, it blows my mind. We're gonna slip away from that now. Now that you're all sufficiently riled up about what's going on down there in New Orleans, we're gonna move from that story on to another one, and this one is about hate groups. And hate groups are apparently infiltrating the military. A decade after the Pentagon declared a zero-tolerance policy for racist hate groups, recruiting shortfalls caused by the war in Iraq have allowed large numbers of neo-Nazis and skinhead extremists to infiltrate the military, according to a watchdog organization. Are they sending out the recruiters out to the Klan meetings now? I mean, what's going on here? Are they what the hell? The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks racist and right-wing militia groups, estimated that the numbers could run into the thousands, citing interviews with Defense Department investigators and reports and postings on racist websites and magazines. The group quoted a Defense Department investigator as saying, quote, "We've got Aryan Nations graffiti in Baghdad." The Defense Department spokeswoman said officials could not comment on the report because they had not yet seen it. Well, no duh! We can't talk about that. Now, we're going to kill them and rape them over there. We're planning on killing and raping and raping and killing and pillaging and ripping and killing and killing and pillaging, but we're not going to say that it's a bunch of racists. Hell no. The report said neo-Nazi groups like the National Alliance, whose founder William Pierce wrote The Turner Diaries, the novel that was the inspiration and blueprint for Timothy McVeigh's bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building, sought to enroll followers in the army to get training for a race war. The groups are being abetted by pressure on recruiters, particularly for the army, to meet quotas that are more difficult to reach because of the growing unpopularity of the war in Iraq. Well, there's a good idea. Let's not get level-headed folks to go and provide security in a place that's really quite violent. Let's get racist, extremist, Nazi pigs to go do it. That's a good idea. There's a great idea. No, not a great idea. There's a stupendous idea to do that. The report quotes Scott Barfield, a Defense Department investigator, saying, quote, "Recruiters are knowingly allowing neo-Nazis and white supremacists to join the armed forces, and commanders don't remove them from the military even after we positively identify them as extremists or gang members." Because of Army recruiters' being unable to meet goals, they don't want to make a big deal about neo-Nazis in the military. Do they have their own marching style? Are they wearing their own uniforms? I mean, is this? Do they have, is it a goose-stepping kind of thing? Do they have their own little dance troupe going on? I mean, is it springtime for Hitler, anyone? I just want to know. Apparently, now there was a crackdown on these extremists in the military in 1996 after Tim McVeigh, the homegrown terrorist, espoused far-right wing ideas when he was in the army and recruited two fellow soldiers to aid his bomb plot. Those revelations were followed by a furor that developed when three white paratroopers were convicted of the random slaying of a black couple in order to win tattoos, and 19 others were discharged for participating in neo-Nazi activities. Well, it certainly seems that the military might be a hotbed of hatred. My God. I certainly hope not. I hope this is just like an isolated incident. It has to be only an isolated. This can't be something that's widespread. This has to be only something that's just, you know, only happens every once in a while, and it never happens all the time. The Defense Secretary at the time, William Perry, said the rules were meant to leave no room for racist and extremist attitudes within the military. But the report said Mr. Barfield, who is based at Fort Lewis, Washington, had said that he had provided evidence on 320 extremists. Wait a minute, that's more than just the one isolated. That's 320 isolated. Said he had provided evidence on 320 extremists there in the past year, but that only two had been discharged. He also said there was an online network of neo-Nazis. He is quoted as saying they're communicating with each other about weapons, about recruiting, about keeping their identities secret, about organizing within the military. Several of these individuals have since been deployed to combat missions in Iraq. This stuff's getting scary here, folks. The report cited accounts by neo-Nazis of their infiltration of the military, including a discussion on the white supremacist website Stormfront. There are others among you in the forces, one participant wrote. You are never alone. An article in the National Alliance magazine Resistance urged skinheads to join the army and insist on being assigned to light infantry units. The author of that article named Stephen Barry, who claims to have been a former Special Forces officer, wrote, quote, light infantry is your branch of choice because the coming race war and the ethnic cleansing to follow will be very much an infantryman's war. It will be house to house, neighborhood by neighborhood, until your town or city is cleared and the alien races are driven into the countryside where they can be hunted down and cleansed. That means murder. Cleansed means murder. Ethnic murder, ethnic genocide, murder, killing, pillaging, cleansed. He concluded, as a professional soldier, my goal is to fill the ranks of the United States Army with skinheads. As street brawlers, you will be useless in the coming race war. As trained infantrymen, you will join the ranks of the Aryan Warrior Brotherhood. Okay. Is it just me, or is this just becoming too creepy? Too creepy. All right. We're running over our break, but I just had to get that out there because I just want you all to see how lovely the military is. They're running around with flowers, and they're giving out trinkets and soccer balls and stuff. And, and they're killing people because of their brown. These skinheads. You're listening to the Bruce Birch Radio Program, radio for, hopefully, for a better tomorrow. If you want to get in on the show, you too can avail yourself of free speech, just like I'm doing. You can dial 1-877-443-2366. We'll get you into the studios of the wild and wonderful West Virginia Head-On Radio Network Studios. I'll be right back. Tell me where is sanity.
When Bruce and I filled in for Bob Kincaid, we didn't know what to expect, but we sure didn't expect a call from the decider.
Told Walmart to sell the Easter egg die kits, you know, the ones with the resurrection egg. We decided at Camp David that we were going to support Walmart and go with what the Lord told them and buy some of them resurrection egg kits. And, you know, I found the resurrection egg. God spoke to me through that egg. And God told me that I am the fourth member of the Holy Trinity. We're calling it the Holy Quadraphonic. So now I'm the fourth voice of the Holy Trinity. So now I got four voices in my head. I have the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost and the Decider. I'm the Decider. I get to decide.
Don't miss Head On with Bob Kincaid weekdays 7 to 10 p.m. and Fourth Estate Radio with John Fox and Bruce Birch Saturdays 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Head On Radio Network.
If you or someone close to you has a hearing loss, here is some great news. Thousands of Open Caption videos are yours to borrow, and it's all free. Open Caption videos make it possible for the hearing impaired to understand television. The Caption Media Program offers classic Hollywood movies, special interest, and educational videos. Visit us online at cfv.org or call 1-800-237-6213. You can register to be a user and make your selections from our online or a printed catalog. It's just that easy, and we'll even pay for the postage. Open Caption videos are perfect for the classroom, your home, or even the workplace. The nonprofit Caption Media Program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education and administered by the National Association of the Deaf. Tell a family member or a friend about the Caption Media Program today. Bookmark cfv.org for free loan Open Caption videos or call 1-800-237-6213.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. There's a place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. A place where people will give you food and shelter after a flood. There's a place where, when you need it most, someone will reach out their hand, put it across your shoulder and say, "Everything's going to be okay." That place is called America, where we look out for each other. And it's up to us to keep it that way. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
Conventions, talking of your crusade, talking of your nation, and other things too terrible to mention. And you proclaim your Christianity, you proclaim your love of God, you talk of apple pie and mine. I've just got one question, and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Hey, Jesus would bomb the Syrians, because they're not Jews like.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Birch radio program here on the Head On Radio Network. If you want to get in on the show, you too can avail yourself of your free speech by dialing 1-877-443-2366, and that'll get you right into our studio where we'll get you on the air. Apparently, the hatred that is pervading the world now, you know, the last story that we're talking about hate today. Why are we talking about, why would we want to focus a program on hate on a Friday? Why? Because it's something to think about. And I'm not going to be here for another couple days. Well, wait a minute. Tomorrow night I will be on Fourth Estate Radio. But that's a different show. That's a whole different show. That's a whole different format. We do different things there. while we're talking about it, do tune in to Fourth Estate Radio. Every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and wherever you are, you figure it out. But I'm not going to be here for a couple of days, so I wanted to leave you with some food for thought. I wanted to leave you with something to think about over the weekend and chew on it for a while. Because there are those guys, those representatives and those senators down in Texas and Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi who believe that racism doesn't exist anymore. You know, there is a voter rights bill that was up for reauthorization, the Voting Rights Act, and these guys put a block on it. They put a block on it because, in their minds, we don't necessarily need to worry about the discrimination at the voter rolls, do we? We are now free of racism. Yes, we are, unless we're talking about the sheriff of St. Tammany Parish in New Orleans, who has decided that anyone with a chiwi hairstyle will get a visit from the deputy sheriffs. What kind of, I say that out loud and it makes me furious that in 2006 we are still dealing with these pigs who have decided that because of the color of their skin they are morally superior to anyone else who exists. Okay. Now, moving from there to the skinheads that are in the Army, of course, I just talked about them. The skinheads have created an internal network in the Army wherein they are working to prepare themselves and train themselves for, quote, the coming race war, end quote, so that they can learn how to cleanse. Cleanse. It's such a pretty word. Cleanse. Cleansing solution. Well, what they really mean is mowing people down and killing them who are not white. And these folks are in the military. And we wonder why we're hearing all of these situations in Iraq where these civilians are getting killed. Is it no wonder? Is it no? There should be no question in anyone's mind why these isolated incidents are happening. If we have recruiters recruiting skinheads and neo-Nazis, I mean, my God. You know, if you want to hire people who are interested in killing others, then yeah, I guess that's the place to go. But, I mean, you know, it appears to me that they have an allegiance to something else that does not include the United States Constitution. Perhaps it includes something else entirely. And, you know, it's what's most frustrating about all of this, and I guess, you know, and I'll speak my mind about this for a moment. What's most frustrating to me about this is that we are supposedly beyond these things. I mean, you know, to hear the leaders tell it, we're supposedly beyond these things. The days of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, the days of people having to march to get the right to vote, the days of people having to march to be able to sit in the front of the bus or integrate lunch counters or whatever it was, integrate the schools, which, by the way, the last one to get integrated was in 72, you know, about 30 years ago, 34 years ago, which isn't that long. That's not that far. You know, you would think that at this point we would have evolved beyond that. Well, we haven't. And the people that have evolved, that sort of supposedly, you know, supposedly we're beyond that racism now. We don't have to worry about it. We shouldn't have to have a Voting Rights Act in this country anymore. All they're doing is opening the door for the next wave of racists to be able to clamp down on voting, like they're doing in Georgia right now with a voter ID law. You know, that is absolutely another poll tax. That's all it is. It's another poll tax. It's another literacy test. So that poor and minority voters can't get the right to vote, which virtually ensures the power of the Republican Party in Georgia, because now, you know, they're the ones who are in power. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break and come back and talk about some other things at some point. Getting a couple messages here. Yeah, we're gonna. I tell you what. If you will hang on, we will be right back after this break. Everybody on the phones, and then we'll take your calls and run the show all the way to the end. You listen to the Bruce Birch Radio Program, Radio for a Better Tomorrow. We're hoping on the Head On Radio Network. I'll be right back.
Did you hear him talking about it on the radio? Did you try to read the writing on the wall? Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Head On with Bob Kincaid. Let's go back to the phones, and we are joined by Beauregard T. Clampett, I'm told, on line one.
Hi there, Bob.
Well, Mr. Clampett, how are you, sir?
That's fine, sir. You all have had a ruckus on the airwaves this evening, Bob, and I just got to tell you where I fall down on this subject.
And fall down you do, I suppose.
So you catch on quick, I tell you. You're very quick, very quick. But I did want to just, because I kept hearing things like amnesty, and I've had to tell you, Bob, if we have amnesty, we can't work them to death like we're doing. We can't pay them $3 an hour if we let them become citizens now, can we?
That whole 13th Amendment thing's still a thorn in your side, isn't it?
We won't talk about that either, Bob. Now, we're working on repealing that sucker, but it's going to take a while.
Catch Bob Kincaid weeknights, 7 to 10 p.m., right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Good man underground.
Head On.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can now grab as a podcast or download off our website at progressive.org. George Bush is blessed by his enemies because they tend to play the part of bogeyman with such gusto. He had Saddam and Uday and Qusay, who took sadism to a new level in Iraq. He's got Ahmadinejad in Iran, whose rhetoric on everything from the Holocaust to end Israel to his right to enrich uranium is way over the top. And he's got Kim Jong-il, who overacts every chance he gets on stage. That's what he did on July 4th, provocatively launching 7 missiles, including one with the potential to reach the U.S., though that one, thankfully, was a failure. There are 2 ways of looking at North Korea. One is to assume that Kim is nuts, so totally irrational that he or his weapons and missiles need to be taken out. The Bush administration is seizing on Kim's latest actions to buttress just this claim. But it may well be that Kim is behaving like a rational actor, peculiar as he is. Given the way Bush attacked Iraq, which didn't have nukes, Kim may believe his best defense against an attack is to demonstrate that he has the capacity to inflict great damage in a counterattack. North Korea has a couple of nukes and a huge arsenal of other weapons that could cause hundreds of thousands of casualties in South Korea and in Japan within a matter of days, even if he can't hit the U.S. That's why it's crazy for Bush to refuse to do the one thing that North Korea has been repeatedly asking for, and that's to sit down and have one-on-one talks. Certainly that's the least of the bad options on the table. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
All right, you're back on the Bruce Burch radio program. Radio for a free America. Radio for a better tomorrow. Radio for the hell of it. Oh, my goodness. It's Friday afternoon, and I'm feeling kind of punchy. Just got news that apparently some guy, some right-wing freakazoid in Raleigh, in my state, it doesn't surprise me. Raleigh's pretty conservative. Some right-wing freakazoid is going to record the song Haji Curl, the song that has the talks about killing the people in Iraq. Oh, my God. And, well, you know what? We'll see what we can do about getting this moron on the air and see if he's willing to defend his decision for doing this. I want to talk to him about it. You know what? You can do that stuff out there in Louisiana, Mississippi. You come here and bring that crap to North Carolina, now I might get upset. And we don't want me to get upset, do we? Let's go over to the phones. If you want to get on the show, you can dial 1-877-443-2366. That's 1-877-443-2366. I understand that we may be having a special visit today from the decider, maybe. Our friend Steady, are you there?
Yeah. No, I called in just trying to be fun. I got a message for the decider. Yeah, he couldn't possibly be the decider because my friend's been the decidee for a very long time. I think they need to sit down and talk about what type of decisions the decidee and the decider are going to be making. I want to know. So fill me in. You're the radio show host.
Oh, sounds like to me there's a lot of thinking going on. I don't know.
You know, I laugh every time I hear that, the holy quadratic.
The resurrection egg kit. That's my favorite part. I'm thinking, okay, what the hell is that? And how do I get one and take photographs and post them online? Because that's just too crazy.
And it's been fun, too. Just toying around with it. You know, we can laugh in the midst of some of this stuff. I think we'll be that much more effective. But I'm calling because I got word, I don't know how long it's been scheduled, but I think Camp Casey, I'm getting wind of Camp Casey is moving to the mall a week after Labor Day weekend.
The Washington Mall.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, not your local Monument for Consumerism Mall, but the Washington Mall, D.C., yeah, for 2 weeks, it looked like, or 2 weeks of action down there, training, congressional candidate, congressmen, lobbying, going into the offices at Capitol Hill, talking to the staffers coming, talking, speakers. I think, and I have, you know, I haven't signed up for it, but I just got that yesterday. I looked at it, and then I looked at it again today, and I started going in depth to it, and I'm all, wow. I don't know if people can spare this expense to get to Washington, but, you know, it's going to take some extraordinary measures to contain this stuff that we're joking about, but all in reality, feeling the crunch on, and I'm somewhat becoming ashamed of that our government and our citizenry are not moving. And I'm proud to be calling in on this radio network and associating with these people who actually are doing something and trying to educate and take action. So I'm calling like a public service announcement and saying I'm going to try to be there. And maybe some of us could be. You're close in North Carolina, and I know you've left Greensboro for Washington twice now, I think. Is that right? You definitely did one in live thing there when Cindy Sheehan was there.
I was up there for the September the 24th, March last year. I went back up in February for a World Can't Wait demonstration, and then I also was up there recently at the Taking Back America conference about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, right. So the week after Labor Day weekend, I believe. I think it's the 8th. The week starting the 8th.
Well, I'll definitely make the trip up there and see what I can do as far as getting some interviews and capturing some audio and. Maybe even if we can get the possibility of doing it, we may even try to do some broadcast from the site. We'll see if we can work it out.
Well, that's what's happening on this end. It's Friday TGIF to everybody. We love you, and I might be taking off on a road trip heading north for a week or two or I don't know. But when we come back, we'll be ready to hit this thing hard again. Love you. I'm glad I have an outlet to call into and talk to.
Well, I'm glad you do, too. Now, Steady, are you no longer trying to do the write-in candidate thing, or what's up?
Sure. No, I am absolutely going to write in, and I expect to be successful in educating the people in the 24th and maybe listeners here at Horn about the extent of the amalgamating tentacles that rule our courts and our municipalities, our city councils, the appropriations from the federal government to the county level, and how these people maintain their control and their corrupt, manipulative, lying procedures, their legal processes that really subvert freedoms and usurp authority in illegal ways. But, you know, it's known in history that people will suffer this stuff. They will, and that's what I think. That's the word that we use in our Declaration of Independence, that we're known and prone to suffer and endure this stuff, and that's why we've been empowered to change it. So I'm going to write in, and if the people want to win the election and take the time to find out who Michael Stettler is and what he's actually brought out into the open for people to see, it's no longer the invisible hand. The glove is clearly visible, being moved by the invisible hand. And the brain behind it is steal, kill, and destroy. So,
well, we absolutely, you know, you're doing a wonderful job over there, and I think that citizen candidates are the way to go, always. That we need to roll over the folks in Washington every few years, just get them all out, start over from scratch, and because that's the only way we're going to have any sort of accountability from these people.
I agree. Hold them. Put the screws to them, man. And if you can get them to discuss ideas, they're at a loss. If they cannot intimidate and frustrate and rule you out with their power, and you expose their power, and they know that you're exposing their power, they know you know who they are, they will fall. That's how they win. That's how they win. But if enough people recognize who they are, like the wizard behind the screen there, is this the one who's been running this stuff? Are you kidding me? Is that all there is to it? They're lies and muddling and BS and lies and more people who want to lie with them and can, conspire and be culpable in this? The people are reaping, their inactivity in part of the government. And, Bruce, we're on the leading edge of change. I don't know how long it's going to take, man, but we are it. We're starting it. There's lots of other people everywhere, but it's this effort, this intention that is breaking out. People are disgusted. The Republicans are disgusted. It's a good day in that regard. People are starting to see the light. How long it takes and how many people are going to die in the process, who knows?
Yep. Well, Mike, thanks so much for the call, my friend. I got another one I got to get to here real quick, but I do appreciate you calling in, and we'll do it again real soon.
Sure. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. And coming up on the next line available, it appears, I'm thinking we could have our good friend Pita from Tallahassee.
Hello, Pita. Bruce. How are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing so good. It's bright. I'm mixing metaphors here or something. I'm not really sure, but
at the radio for the hell of it, buddy. That was the best line I've heard on radio in weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Or don't you know?
Well, you know, anyway. I was sitting here in the privacy of my own home a couple of nights ago, and I was trying the decider. That happens to me periodically. Once it happened while I was on air, which is rather horrifying. But, he mentioned to me that, they may just drop the quadraphonic bit and just call it the Holy Right Channel.
Holy Right Channel.
Yeah, they're going to forget the surround rear speakers and the left side altogether. And the front center is just going to be the right channel. It's the right channel, not the Holy Quadraphonic. That may be an upcoming segment. You never know.
We'll have to pursue that line of. I certainly hope it's on my show because,
Yeah,
I'm down with the decider. Now, well, here's the only thing I have, the only question that I have. Maybe you can channel this back up the runner or whatever. However you do that, you know, channel it back that way. Ask the decider why was it the 1 week he called himself the decider, and then the next week he was referring to people as the suiciders.
Oh, well, you know. fetal alcohol syndrome, dude, is probably the bottom line there. But I'll definitely inquire about that. Inquiring minds want to know. They do. You know, a little while ago you were talking about, you know, how things were changing. I think you mentioned Martin Luther King and you may have mentioned Kennedy and how things were changing and getting better for people. You know, there were still the hate groups and the hidden agenda and that sort of thing. But, you know, have you ever been in a department store or something that's recently changed management over the last couple of months? And have you noticed the total change in the attitude of the staff? It's documented behavior that staff begins to emulate the attitude of the owner slash leader slash current boss of any organization. And that's exactly what's happening here. You know, this type of hatred and lying has always been around, but now they are completely emboldened. They feel that it's okay. They are completely free to go out and do this hatred and the things that you constantly find them doing. And I lay it all at George Bush's feet, and I really see that as the key to ever getting free of this. You know, I don't blame the American people. The bastard was not elected. It was stolen in Florida. It was stolen in by the black Catherine Harris in Ohio. And, you know, it remains to be seen what's going to happen the next time around. But nonetheless, he did manage to pull off the theft. And so these right-wing creeps feel completely justified. And they're not hiding under their rocks anymore. You know, for so many years they had to hide under their rocks. And boy, they're mad as hell now. And what's happened in Texas recently, you know, they just voted among a couple other states, I think New York, to banning gay marriage again. Well, you know, a lot of that was led by a political, it was a political campaign led by, in Texas, by what's called the Free Market Foundation. It's www.freemarket.org. Now, there are approximately 40 of those located all around the country, these free market organizations. And they say that they serve as a statewide public policy council. But the bottom line is, and it's mentioned in small print on their websites, that they're totally funded by Dr. James Dobson's Focus on the Family. You know, you wonder how these people do that, but the statistics say that every 2 to 3 days, Dobson has raised another $1 million. This is also true of Falwell and also true of Robertson. Every 2 to 3 days, another $1 million comes in. Dobson's annual budget at this point is $145 million. And, you know, that's how they do it. They're perfectly free to crawl out from under their rocks now because they're supporting the power. The power supports them back. You know, we got to make some changes, dude. These roaches need to scurry back in the dark. There's no way to ever kill all the roaches. The roaches have been here for millions of years. That, you know, there's not an exterminator on the planet that can get rid of them, including drowning the roach babies, which I've advocated, I think, before the program. But, you know, the whole thing is just kind of mind-boggling. Here's another example. I'm looking at a photograph of a pickup truck in Colorado, and this is kind of a beat-up pickup truck, and it has large painted plywood panels attached to the side of it. As you probably know, Colorado is the home of the American Family Association, and written in plywood boards, it says, one of them says, "I believe all homosexuals should be put to death and killed. I have friends that do it when they want to." You know, what does that say to you? These bastards are emboldened. It's okay to do that now. You know, 10 years ago, that jackass would have been under a rock. But
or under arrest. Isn't that like isn't that against the law to do stuff like that? Say stuff
well,
like that?
As long as he says that. Well, the there was a clause for deniability. The, I have friends that do it. I think is the way I read it. I just put the put it down on my glass.
Oh,
my yeah, I have friends that do it, and you know, and there's example after example of that, and this sheriff you just quoted earlier, another prime example. He feels completely free to do that. It's the sheriffs in Panama City who beat the black kid to death. No problem. It goes on and on and on. Any one of your listeners or you could quote a story that would fit along these same lines. And why? Because the leadership allows that quality. Furthermore, you know, the leadership of, you know, giving the department store example, begins getting rid of employees that don't conform. And so now you have a whole, you know, it's been, what, six, 7 years now? God, I've lost track. It's been a nightmare. But, you know, practically the entire government is taken over with people with the same mindset. So, hell yeah, they're coming out from under the rock. Is there any more evil in the world? I don't know. But it sure isn't scared to show its face anymore.
No, it's not. And I think that's the other part of that, too, that the scary part. I don't know if it's scarier having them not show their face or having them show their face. Because if they're not showing their face, I mean, they're still going to be working to their ends either way. I can't help but think that maybe it's better if they're out in the open. That way we at least see exactly what they're up to.
Well, yes, there's that point. But then there's the point of the people who are being, you know, axe murdered in alleys because of it, too.
That's true.
You know, being dragged behind trucks and hung on fences and et cetera, et cetera. You got that aspect, too. So it depends on who you ask as to whether it's better. But the bottom line is the shade is shining on the evil. You know, the Lord, the Bible talks about, you know, I'm the truth, the light, and the darkness can't hide from the light, et cetera. So, well, I'll tell you what, the Bush administration has got a giant umbrella over this country, and they're all operating in the shade, and they're just happy. And that umbrella has got to come down, buddy. The sun has got to shine back on this nation, and we have to get our act together. We're the laughing stock of the planet. I'm so ashamed. I am so ashamed of what the flag represents and the good people who have gone to Iraq who just believed what they were reading in the papers and just believed, you know, after the 9/11 thing. And then now we find out, you know, the neo-Nazis are over there too, and they're just there to get it for training. Bruce, what are we going to do, dude? Help me. I can't take it anymore.
Well, before we get locked up and thrown to Guantanamo, maybe we should get a shortwave transmitter and go somewhere where there's lots of mountains and nooks and crannies, and we can have our little private pirate radio broadcast every Saturday night right after Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah, we could call it Radio Free for the Hell of It.
Yes, Radio for the Hell of It!
Yeah, I just rewatched Serenity. You may have seen it. It's a wonderful science fiction. You've seen it?
Yes, it's great.
It's marvelous. Yeah, the last one was it was actually a theater movie. It wasn't an HBO thing. And there was a guy who had hidden on a planet who was actually broadcasting the real news. Because the real news was totally controlled. You know, it was so deja vu. And you know, the Federation shows up and smashes his equipment, et cetera, et cetera.
Bouja Day all over again, right?
Exactly. So that's all I know, buddy. I just commenting.
I definitely appreciate you calling into the show, man. Don't hear from you as often as I used to, but I know you're a busy man. You're out there trying to save the world, and and we're talking about it. So
yeah, one hairdresser at a time, buddy.
I hear you.
Agnes and I were talking the other day about family crests. She was describing hers, and I told her our family crest has sequins. Boy, I think she was rolling it. I really got her right out.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness.
I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, man, have a great evening, and have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye now. And that's our good friend Peter from he's actually our head computer guy here on the network. So it's great to hear from you, Peter. We know his computer's working great, eh? Grade A, not great A. Grade A. That's right. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and close this thing out, and then we're going to run the After the Revolution all the way through, because I know a lot of you really love that song. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining me today, and I promise you we will have a more uplifting show on Monday. Yes, we will. I'd like to thank Agnes Kincaid of the Head On Radio Network for producing the radio program this afternoon. I'd like to thank John Fox for announcing the show and for also being the chief engineer of the Head On Radio Network. I'd like to thank our good friend Peter Godbold of Godbold Computer Services for doing the for taking care of our computers and making sure the bits and bytes go where they need to go. Also want to thank our good friend Gene from Oregon for being our chief blogmeister and news ninja on the Head On Radio Network website at headonradionetwork.com. Also want to extend a thanks and a to Ben Birch of White Rose Society for doing everything that he does over there, streaming and archiving the show. Please do go give him a donation. He could use it greatly. Also want to thank the West Virginia District Council of Carpenters and Millwrights for supporting this and all the programming on the Head On Radio Network. You guys rock. You rock. You rock. And last but not least, I want to thank all of you listeners for joining me in this little excursion we try to call radio here on the Head On Radio Network. Thanks for joining me today. And last but not least, remember, it's your democracy too, and it's not a spectator sport. So go out and do something this weekend to make it a reality for you and your life. All right? This has been Bruce Birch from the Bruce Birch Radio Program. See you Monday.
What's the time I'll always remember? I could never forget how reality came down around us like some Western movie set.